comes back to simple supply and demand. And right now, the demand just isn't there for the supply.
And that's Carl Setzer, commodity risk analyst with AgriVisor. Back on February 21st, the current month contract for lean hogs were trading at nearly $90 a hundredweight. But earlier this week, prices had fallen to nearly $74. And that's a drop of more than 14.5%. over the past 6 weeks.
Really, what's getting on pork production here lately is the simple volume of pork we have. Cold storage report came out, showed inventories up on the year. We did see the hog and pig report come out. 2% less hogs in the United States, which is a bullish number, but we still have a tremendous amount of pork to work through. And a 2% decline in hogs is not going to offset that right now.
He says another factor impacting prices is that the weights of hogs have been on the rise.
You know, we look at the hog numbers, we look at cattle numbers. When we look at the weights, that's where the big factor starts to come in, because we can process fewer hogs, but if the weights are heavier, it's still a moot point on your total pork production.
Setzer believes that futures prices for lean hogs will likely pick back up over the summer months.
Pork a little bit more affordable than beef right now, and definitely more plentiful. I wouldn't be too surprised if we don't see some domestic pork consumption numbers jump up a little bit.
However, another factor is the demand for pork exports. Even though there have been reports of African swine fever impacting Chinese hog production, Setzer says China has not been purchasing any additional pork from the U.S. to pick up their slack.
We got to remember, China was real quick to drop their mad cow disease bans they had on Brazil following their latest case of that. That tells me, anyway, that China just not interested in extending trade with the United States right now. That definitely could be a factor as we start to move forward here. The question will start to become, even if China does need pork, will they be willing to buy it from the United States?
Read more at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.